I'm quite excited.
Ever.
I'm quite excited about this because, you know, when Justin when he's gone, we pull in all the A-list guests that come in and can talk things because
absolutely, we're full schedule today, and they're all important. That's for darn sure.
Makes it a little bit easier. We've got head coach Brian Harsin from those ASU Red Wolves joining us. What's up, Coach?
How you doing?
Now, most people play the fight song for ASU when coaches come in, but I like this rendition. This was sent to us a while back. I'll let you just listen to it. He was prowling through the streets of J-Town. I said, hey, Red Bull, what you gonna do? He said, we're gonna take Sun Belt Conference down. Yeah. Howoo, Red Wolves are howling. Hell yeah! See, I'm thinking that this should be played before every game. In the locker room before every game.
Absolutely. I think this might need to be the new fight song. I'm with you on that right there. That's got a good beat to it.
Brian Harsin joining us, the new head coach at Arkansas State. Now, Coach, we were talking during the break. It's kind of been a whirlwind for you. You go through spring training or spring practice, and then, you know, you're right ready for the season now.
Yeah, you know, that was fun. You know, we had we'll start before spring practice, you know, just putting together the staff after the GoDaddy Bowl. And, you know, getting all those guys on campus, getting recruiting done, getting a class signed, getting ready and prepared for spring practice, getting in the new concept schemes, and really getting familiar with the current players. You know, one of the things, you know, with those guys, they've been through some head coaches now. And, you know, when I played at Boise State, I went through four head coaches. So I was able to kind of just use that experience with them and say, hey, look, change is good. All right, we're all going to put a little different spin on it, but here's what you have to do. And they did a great job. And so spring practice went well. Felt very good about that coming out. You know, we still got some positions that we got to decide. But the one thing that those guys learned and we learned was a lot more about our football team and what we have to do this summer. And that's where they're transitioning into now. They're all back on campus. Classes start tomorrow. They're going to get their summer training going. And they've got about 65 days to really prepare themselves before we get going and play. And so, you know, we're looking forward to that.
I tell you, it's quarterback you at Arkansas State. You and I were just sitting here talking. In fact, we had somebody ask who's going to be the starting quarterback back at Arkansas State. And when you look at it, you lose a quarterback in Ryan Applin that, I mean, he was one of the best quarterbacks in Arkansas State history. When you look at the quarterbacks you have now, I think you listed off six just a minute ago that you saw during spring practice.
Yeah, that's right. You know, matter of fact, when I took the job, I read Ryan Applin's bio. It said junior on it in the one they gave me, and I found out he was a senior, so I was a little bit disappointed there. He's a great quarterback. Yeah. You get those guys.
Yeah.
And you got to replace him. No one knew about Ryan Applin, you know, 3 years ago. And so I know this. I know somebody on our campus. I know we've got a good group of quarterbacks. I know one of those guys is going to step up from this summer into fall camp and be a guy for us. And, you know, we're not ready to name a guy through the summer because there's so much those guys can do to get better.
Yeah.
And when we get into fall camp, we'll have a guy. We got a couple new additions coming in. Adam Kennedy, who played at Utah State, is on our campus now. And then Cameron Burse, who's coming from California, will be here in the second session of summer. So those guys will throw themselves in the mix as well, and we'll see what they do.
I tell you, coming from a school like Texas, where you came from, to Arkansas State, it's the tradition they've built at Arkansas State, you know, going to the GoDaddy.com Bowl two times in a row. Really, a winning tradition has been built at Arkansas State. That's kind of a nice situation to get into.
It is. You know, the last 2 years they've done well. They've won the conference. That's one of our goals with our team now, is to win a conference in a bowl game. And they've done that. Now, that needs to continue. You know, and the one thing about when you have a couple years of winning like that, the bullseye gets bigger. And so it becomes harder and harder to stay on top. And, you know, our point with our staff and with our players is explaining that to them. And then replacing some of those guys that have been there for the last couple years that have won the games for them. So we got a lot to do. We feel good about where we are, but, you know, we're a team that's still building. We think we can be in those type of games if we do certain things, and that's what we're working on now.
What's your system like? Compared to what the guys in the past have seen, what they're used to, I mean, how similar is your system compared to what they're used to, or if it is at all?
Yeah, there's some similarity. Well, the one thing I got a chance to do, I spent a month about watching the practice, you know, when they were getting ready to prepare for the game, the bowl game. And so I got to see what they did well, how they prepared, and there were some really, really good things in there. And so a lot of that ties into what we do, the no huddle, the tempo, the pace of practice, you know, all the fast stuff. But we'll be a little bit more different in the run game. We'll be a little more two backs, a little heavier. We got some tight ends we feel good about. We got some running backs we feel good about. And I've always believed that if you're going to win a championship, you got to run the ball to do that. Yeah. You look at the teams that have won the national championships, they run the football. Well, we've got to have that same type of mentality. We can do it fast. We can spread anybody out as much as we want, but we can get back into two backs and be physical as well.
Well, and you've got John Thompson as your defensive coordinator. I mean, that's nice to have somebody that's already been there that knows some of these guys, knows the defensive schemes, to have him on your staff.
Yeah, you know what was great is, when I got there, Eli Drinkowitz, who's on our staff as well, and John Thompson, both those guys, I got a chance to watch them coach. There's no better evaluation than on-the-field evaluation. I thought those two guys were standouts. I thought those two guys did a great job. And if you go look at what John did with the defense and the stats, you know, it all shows up. And so I'm really excited about him. He's great for our staff. He brings a great chemistry from what they had done, Arkansas native, to what we want to do. And so he's really helped us, you know, get up and running.
You know, last week we were talking with the athletic director regarding your home and home stand. Have you guys announced that stand yet?
The home and home stand?
Yeah, the big announcement that you guys are currently talking about. We haven't announced this yet?
I'll put him on the spot.
I don't think so. Are you sure we haven't announced this yet? Because I'm pretty sure that you guys said you were going to come on here on Tuesday, which is today is Tuesday, and announce that.
Well, I don't know if we have or not, but we do have a good home and home.
You do?
I know that, yes.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic brand, fantastic team. It's over there in the Hurricanes and something like that I think is going to be pretty good for us. And I know we got Missouri coming in with the home and home as well. Tennessee is going to be on the schedule.
Okay.
And so, we're working towards all those games right now. But
that Missouri series, to get Missouri and Tennessee, you know, that's one thing Arkansas State has done really well by getting some of these top-level teams. You know, you had Texas A&M a while back, and then it went from there and went, you get Auburn home and home. Now you've got Missouri home and home. Tennessee, I mean, that's going to be on the schedule. That's a big-time schedule for Arkansas State.
It is, and I think a very good schedule, too. And, we're excited about that. I think what you were alluding to was the Miami game, right?
I think
the
so,
The home and
yeah,
home with
home
Miami
home.
Is what you wanted.
That's what I'm wanting you to say.
Coach is over here sweating.
I know, he's like, boys, who's this chick, and why is she asking me this question?
I knew what you were asking.
I was just holding off here a little bit. I see the beads of sweat there. RJ can ask you the... tough questions, and then I ask you the toughest question.
Well, you did, and I thank you for that.
No problem.
That's
nice
out
to
there
meet
now.
You.
It's nice to meet you too.
Great.
I probably won't be back here, will I?
No, you will be coming back for sure.
You will be coming back. I may not be coming back. However, Justin would probably love that if he's listening.
Now, Coach, you've got a. Are you doing a camp at War Memorial Stadium? Is that what, or was it?
We are. We're going to get in War Memorial somehow, some way.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our camp there.
Okay.
And it's June 13th. The early session is going to be K-8, you know, all the young Red Wolves and all the young players to come in there and get a chance to be with our coaches and teach them up. Offense, defense, special team segments, some games at the end. And then we'll have a mini camp in the afternoon for players around here to come in there and be around our coaches, get a chance for our coaches to see them, evaluate, and get a chance to work with them. And that's important to us. One of the things that we decided we wanted to get around the state, and not just we've covered it in recruiting. We've done a great job of that, I feel, to get our whole staff and everybody out and about in the community. Well, we're going to Little Rock, and we're going to Texarkana as well, and we feel like that's important for us to go to where the players are, to where the people are, and then have them make a small sacrifice just to come see us and to be able to get into different venues.
So let me ask you this. For a guy that's not from Arkansas, you come to coach, how hard is it to recruit like a state that you're not familiar with? I know you got to get people on your staff that are somewhat familiar, but how difficult is that to know like the Carlisles of the world and places down in South Arkansas that, you know the big cities in Arkansas, but how hard is it to find those small schools that have talent?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the one thing, I've always felt in recruiting there's a certain trait of relationship building and just hard work is really what recruiting comes down to. Now, as far as knowing where to go and where the pitfalls are and those things, now you got a guy like John Thompson, you got a guy like Steve Caldwell, you got a guy like Eli Drinkowitz. You start talking to people like that know the state and have been around and start to help us with here's the areas and this is what we need to cover and this is who we need to see. And just calling high school coaches, building relationships, talking to them, getting their opinions, getting their ideas. You know, one of the things that, I've done and continue to do is ask the high school coaches, what do you think we should be doing? Yeah. How can we do a better job? What do you think would be best for us with our camps, times, and all that? So they have a lot of input in what we do, because the reality of it is, you know, the players they have there, you know, that's our lifeblood, and we want to keep the ones in state coming to Arkansas State. And so we want to make sure those high school coaches know that they can reach out to us. We have a relationship with them. Their opinion matters, and, you know, we want to make sure we're all on the same page when it comes to, trying to get the best players in state to stay.
Brian Harson, the head football coach for Arkansas State, joining us on The Zone. And, Coach, you know, you always hear coaches, no matter what school you're at, they say, we want to build a border around the state. We want to keep those in-state guys coming to our university. Is that your theory for Arkansas State, or do you like to really branch out across the nation?
Absolutely it is. You know, we've got to start here. There's nothing better than being at a university where you've got a recruiting base right there in your state. That's what you want, because you get a chance to have those players on your campus more. And the reality of it is, in recruiting, you've got to get them on campus so you can sell them what you see and what you're talking about. You can only do so much over the phone and on the computer. Get them on campus and let them see what we're all about. And obviously that's easier for the local players to do that. But we want to, and I think there's a pride with that. You know, I grew up in Boise, played at Boise State, understand that when you play in your home state, there's a lot of pride there. There's a lot of people that know you, and there's a lot of people that come to the games that want to support you, and I think that's important.
Jonesboro, I was just up there recently looking at a couple golf courses for the Natural State Golf Trail, and it is growing tremendously in the last few years. And like we were talking about earlier, I went to UCA. I'm originally from Canada, if you didn't know, but coming to UCA and watching it grow over the past 11 years is been a wonderful thing. And now watching Jonesboro following behind, I mean, they're one of the fastest growing cities in the state right now. So you guys obviously have a lot of traffic through there. Things are, you know, hustling and bustling there. So that's obviously a big draw to Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. Just like for myself, watching Conway explode in the last few years has been nice as well. So you've obviously got a little bit of a niche there with the growing market, having kids come in.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I see the same thing. A little bit of a boom town when it comes
very
to that.
Very much so. The hospitals.
And, hospital and things that are going on there and continue to grow. And you can just see the development happening there. And I think that all ties into the university as well. Mm-hmm. You know, everything, what you see is not what you're going to get. And that's what we tell our players and what we tell potential recruits as well. We have an indoor facility being built. We have a football complex being built. We have new buildings on campus being built, along with, in Jonesboro, new facilities. Talked about the hospital, new homes and development. There's so many things going on there. It's an exciting place, an exciting time to be right now. And the people there, I mean, it's moving and booming, and it's not slowing down. And so that's good for us, and that's good for the community.
Speaking Absolutely. Of all the development, you know, Arkansas State announced last year they're putting in a new athletic facility for football, the expansion of the stadium, locker rooms, things of that nature. That's got to be a big recruiting tool for you.
Huge.
To go into a recruit's home and say, you know, you come to Arkansas State, commit to us, this is what you can look forward to.
Absolutely. Those things, you know, what that shows, I think, for the parents of the recruits as well, is commitment to building the program. That's what you want to see. Commitment to building academic facilities on campus, which we're doing now as well. And, you know, that's exciting for us because that facility, one, it gives us a chance to be in a better venue and to help our players develop and helps them develop in weather, you yeah. know, there as well. And, you know, for people to see that, I think it's exciting. It's going to add to our stadium. It's going to add to everything, the experience when you come to Jonesboro and you come to a game. And so that's exciting. We're excited about the opportunity to get that up and running. And definitely, I know the recruiting process, that's really helped us.
Arkansas State head football coach Brian Harson joining us on The Zone. And, Coach, I want to go back to the War Memorial thing. You said that you will find a way to get in War Memorial, whether it be through a camp or a football game. And I know you can say as little or as much as you want, but, I mean, so many fans, I know I talk to Arkansas State fans, I've talked to U of A fans, want to know why Arkansas State hasn't played a game at War Memorial Stadium to this point. And will there be one, you know, possibly in the future?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I'm kind of finding out more and more as I go as well. But, you know, being there, I've had a chance to go through there and look at the facilities and all that. I think it's a great place. I think it's in a great spot. And, you know, right now I know one of the things from our standpoint this year in particular, having a new staff, new head coach, is we want to be in Jonesboro. We want to build a foundation there. We want people to come to the vault and feel like this is a really home yeah. advantage for us. And, you know, as we start that, continue that, I think when that develops, you know, there's opportunities for us to expand and to get into different venues, and that being one of them.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just a matter of, you know, certain people getting together and kind of making that decision. As far as playing, yeah, we'd love to play there. Okay. You know, that would be an opportunity for us to go there and play, and that'll be something for the future. Not now. We want to build our foundation at home, but I think looking forward, we'd like to do that.
Well, I know you're in town for a speaking engagement this afternoon, and then the fans can come out and see you this afternoon. Where are you going to be at, and what are you doing?
Yeah, that's we're going to be speaking with – got to look here on my notes.
The Rotary Club.
Yeah,
I think it's the Doubletree. Yeah, the Doubletree downtown, and then afterwards you'll be at Cajun's Wharf, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Cajun's Wharf is where we'll be. Thank you.
Cajun comes up here, no problem. Cajun comes up here all the time. Try the – I don't eat them, but these guys kill the oysters.
It's a
Bienville oysters. Apparently they're amazing. They bring them up here like every week that I'm in. Unfortunately, I don't touch them with a 10-foot pole, but everyone else kills them.
I will say, Coach, if you want some good seafood, get the Bienville
oysters. We're right next door.
Tonight.
Tell them the folks from the zone told you to do that. Well,
absolutely.
Man, it's great to have you up. I tell you, we very rarely get to talk with – you know, coaches from up in Jonesboro. And, man, anytime you're in town, feel free, whether it be the morning show, midday, wherever, feel free to stop by and come talk about Jonesboro.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, you can use that phone as well and give me a call.
Yeah, I
agree. To make that trip. So I'd be more than happy to and really appreciate you guys having us on.
Brian Harston, the Arkansas State head football coach. Real quick before we let you go, a lot of talk over the last, and this has nothing to do with Arkansas State, but you being at Boise, you know, a lot of people talk. Nobody really around here knows the atmosphere, the school. They always just think of some team in Idaho that's always in the BCS talk. What's that atmosphere like? I mean, what is that program been built to? I mean, are they on that national stage to where they can honestly be in a BCS game year in, year out?
Absolutely. You know, I think the turning point, you know, we always felt like being a player there and coaching there, we knew we had something very special. We had great coaches. We had great players. We had a lot of support. Probably the Fiesta Bowl in 2006, Chris's first year, my first year as a coordinator. Just everything that happened in that game really put us on the map.
Yeah.
And the perception changed. And from that point on, facilities we're talking about, that indoor was built, press box was built, brand-new football complex is being finished this year. And everything from what you're talking about from a national stage-type team and – that environment, absolutely, it's there.
Yeah,
you got fanatical fans. You've got people that support the program all the way through, good and bad times, and a bunch of players there that believe no matter where they play or what stage they're on, they can win. And so I think that's important. And so I would put my money on all those guys anytime, you know, as far as being in any game and having a chance to go out there and compete.
I feel like Boise State, people don't really know much about it. Carrie O'Hara, who is our news director here, sports director here for a few years, moved back to Boise, and she raves about it. And it's a lot of the same feelings that we have here in Arkansas. We stand behind our guys no matter what, win, lose, or draw. They're, mm-hmm. And Boise, I mean, just amazing things she talks about. She's in love with the state, and anyone I know from Boise is just in love with it. Just like we stand behind Arkansas as
Absolutely.
Much as you guys do. So good luck, and come out and see Coach tonight at Cajun's.
Coach, and one more quick thing before I let you go. You know, Arkansas State is one of those schools that it's up in northeast Arkansas, so folks down here in central Arkansas don't really – I mean, they don't get to see them on an everyday basis. You know, really, I think the biggest thing this year was when – I think it was a Memphis game when you packed the stadium. It was 30,000, Jeff, that came through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 31,000.
Yep.
That's the big thing about Jonesboro. That stadium can hold 30,000 people, and that atmosphere, it's pretty electric when that stadium gets packed.
It is. You know, Liberty Bank Stadium, we call it the Vault.
Yeah.
And It is. You know, you get 31,000 people in there. And
they're right on top of
it. They're right on top. You know, it's so interesting because the setup is so similar to Boise State and the way it is laid out. I mean, it becomes loud in there, and the people get rocking, and they do a lot of different things with the fans that kind of give you that advantage. And that's what you need. You want to have that and feel that support when you walk in that stadium, and you want people to feel like, I'm playing in Jonesboro, Arkansas. This is going to be tough.
It's going to be fun. Now, you'll be at Cajuns tonight. What time are you going to be at Cajuns?
We'll be there
5 o'clock.
About 5 o'clock.
Okay,
yep.
So hey, if you want to meet the head coach for the Arkansas State Red Wolves, Brian Harsin, he will be at Cajuns tonight, and it ought to be a fun time. Make sure you get a Play-Doh dough and set it on the deck. It's great.
Play-Doh dough and the Bienville oysters in your set.
Exactly. So
I already wrote it down. It sounds good,
Coach. We appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much, and good luck to you.
Hey, thank you very much,
Brian Harsin, the head coach of the Arkansas State Red Wolves, joining us on the Zone. When we come back, we